السلام علیکم اسٹوڈینٹس، آپ کو منسٹری آف سائنس اینڈ ٹیکنالوجی، ورچوئل یونیورسٹی آف پاکستان اور مبشر ہمایوں کی طرف سے السلام علیکم. آج کا لیکچر بہت اہم لیکچر ہے. وی آر گوئنگ ٹو اسٹارٹ دی سبجیکٹ آف کیپٹل بجٹنگ. تو آئیے سب سے پہلے کیپٹل بجٹنگ کی معنی اسٹڈی کرتے ہیں. کیپٹل بجٹنگ بیسکلی از اباؤٹ انویسٹمنٹ ان فکسڈ ایسٹس. Added to this, we also consider investment in working capital. So these are terms that you should be familiar with from financial accounting. The fixed assets is part of the asset side of the balance sheet, and the working capital is part of the net position between the current assets and the current liabilities. So پہلا سوال یہ ہے کہ کیپٹل بجٹنگ کی ضرورت کیوں پڑتی ہے. وائی ڈو یو نیڈ ٹو میک انویسٹمنٹ ان فکسڈ ایسٹس؟ اینڈ دی آنسر از سمپل. اکوپمنٹ اینڈ مشینری اینڈ فکسڈ ایسٹس ڈپریسیٹ. ڈپریسیشن کا ہم نے پہلے بھی ذکر کیا ایک پریویس لیکچر میں، اور فائنینشیل اکاؤنٹنگ میں بھی آپ نے ڈپریسیشن کو اسٹڈی کیا ہوا ہے. تو وقت کے ساتھ اکوپمنٹ کی مشینری کے معیار میں ڈیٹیریشن ہوتی ہے، جس کو ہم ڈپریسیشن کہتے ہیں. ہر مشینری اکوپمنٹ کی لائف ہوتی ہے، اور اس لائف سپین کے بعد وہ اکوپمنٹ کام کرنے کے قابل نہیں ہوتی. لہذا ایک نئی اکوپمنٹ یا مشینری اس کی جگہ پہ لینی پڑتی ہے. دس از نون ایز ریپلیسمنٹ، اینڈ ریپلیسمنٹ از اے سبجیکٹ آف انویسٹمنٹ ان فکسڈ ایسٹس. سملرلی اگر کوئی کمپنی، اگر کوئی کنزیومر گڈ کمپنی، مثال کے طور پہ جو کاسمیٹکس یا ڈیٹرجنٹس یا سوپس بناتی ہے، اس کو اگر اپنی ایک پروڈکٹ لائن میں اضافہ کرنا ہو، مثال کے طور پہ اس کو ایک سوپ کا یا صابن کا ایک نیا برانڈ لانچ کرنا ہو، اور اگر پروسیس میں کوئی تبدیلی آ رہی ہو مینوفیکچرنگ پروسیس میں، تو اس کے لیے اکوپمنٹ اور مشینری لینی پڑے گی جو فکسڈ ایسٹس انویسٹمنٹ میں شامل ہوگی. تو کیپٹل بجٹنگ کی بہت سی وجوہات ہیں، اور تفصیل میں آپ بک میں بھی آپ کو اس کے بارے میں انفارمیشن مل جائے گی. تو کیپٹل بجٹنگ ایک بہت اہم فنکشن ہے کسی بھی کارپوریشن یا کمپنی کا، اور اس کورس کا بھی ایک بہت اہم ایریا ہے. کیپٹل بجٹنگ کی ہم نے کچھ وجوہات کی بات کی ہے ابھی، اور the next question to ask is who in the company or corporation is responsible for doing capital budgeting. Capital budgeting is basically a decentralized function. اس کے معنی یہ کہ generally بڑی corporations میں کوئی بھی ایک آدمی یا کوئی بھی ایک designation جو ہے وہ capital budgeting handle نہیں کرتی، بلکہ capital budgeting has been divided according to different division heads. ہر ایک department یا division کا manager اپنے آئندہ آنے والے سال کے دوران جو fixed assets میں investments کرنی ہوتی ہیں، یا کہ جو equipment اور machinery یا properties خریدنی ہوتی ہیں، اس کا ایک budget present کرتے ہیں، اور وہی capital budgeting کے analysis کرتے ہیں ان کے assistants اور وہ خود. اس کے علاوہ کچھ کمپنیز میں پروجیکٹ مینیجرز ہوتے ہیں فار نیو پروجیکٹس، جو خاص طور پہ نئے پروجیکٹس کی کیپٹل بجٹنگ کا ذمہ لیتے ہیں. تو ڈویژن ہیڈز کو کاسٹ اکاؤنٹنٹس مدد دے رہے ہوتے ہیں اس کیپٹل بجٹنگ کے پروسیس میں. کاسٹ اکاؤنٹنٹس کے پاس کاسٹ فگرز ہوتے ہیں اور پرائس فگرز ہوتے ہیں مارکیٹ کے، اور ان کے ساتھ ہی ساتھ میں مارکیٹ ریسرچرز جو کسٹمرز اور مارکیٹ ڈیمانڈ اور مارکیٹ سائیکالوجی اور کسٹمر سائیکالوجی کو اسٹڈی کر رہے ہیں، وہ بھی اپنی انفارمیشن دیتے ہیں تاکہ اچھی سے اچھی سیلز فورکاسٹ کر سکیں، جس کے بیسس پہ پھر کیش فلوز کو ایسٹیمیٹ کیا جائے. واٹ از دی بگیسٹ چیلنج ان کیپٹل بجٹ؟ ویل، دی بگیسٹ چیلنج از ٹو کیپ فائنڈنگ ویلیوبل پروجیکٹس. ریمبر دیٹ we mentioned that the objective is to maximize the wealth of the shareholder. How does a company maximize wealth for its shareholders? By trying to bring in as many projects that have a positive value. And we will talk in just a few minutes about net present value. So the objective is to invest in as many projects that bring in a positive net present value to the company, and by bringing in positive value into the company, the shareholders' wealth will go up. Iske baare mein hum abhi tafseel mein baat karenge. Challenge kyun hai? Is wajah se ki most developed countries have relatively efficient markets. Capital budgeting ke baad jab hum risk کے ایریا کو اسٹڈی کریں گے تو ہم تفصیل میں افیشئنٹ مارکیٹس کے بارے میں بات کریں گے. فی الحال میں آپ کو ایک انٹروڈکشن دے دوں, وہ یہ کہ ڈیولپ مارکیٹس میں کمپٹیشن از اسٹرانگ انف اینڈ کوئک انف دیٹ اف یو ہیو اے گڈ آئیڈیا ایوری بڈی ول رش انٹو اٹ. مثال کے طور پہ پاکستان میں کوئی 10-15 سال پہلے ویڈیو گیم پارلرز کا کریز شروع ہوا تھا. اٹ واز انیشلی اے گڈ آئیڈیا ود گڈ مارجنس, لمیٹڈ انویسٹمنٹ اینڈ شارٹ پے بیک پیریڈز. بٹ واٹ ہیپنڈ, دا مارکیٹ ان پاکستان از کوائٹ افیشئنٹ ود دا ریزلٹ دیٹ انفارمیشن اسپریڈز کوائٹ کوئکلی اینڈ یو فاؤنڈ اے لوٹ آف پیپل اوپننگ اپ ویڈیو گیم پارلرز ود ان اے شارٹ پیریڈ آف ٹائم. تو جو شروع میں آپ کو مارجنز مل رہے تھے وہ کٹ ڈاؤن ہو گئے کیونکہ کمپٹیشن جو ہے وہ بڑھ گیا. سو دس از دا پرابلم وین اے ٹریجرر اور وین دی ڈپارٹمنٹل ہیڈز آف اے کمپنی فائنڈ گڈ پروجیکٹس دیٹ ول گیو دم ہائی ریٹرنز اینڈ دیٹ ول جنریٹ پروفٹ اینڈ منی, دا پرابلم از دیٹ کمپٹیشن فائنڈز آؤٹ اینڈ کمپٹیشن آلسو مووز ان. So after some time, that good project is not as good a project as it used to be. This is the problem of finding good projects in efficient markets, and it's a big challenge. Capital budgeting is basically a mathematical field in the sense that you use various criteria to determine whether a project or an investment is good or not. So what are the different criteria that we will talk about in this lecture to assess the acceptability of a project? The first one is payback period, then we will talk about return on investment, and then net present value, and finally the internal rate of return or IRR. And at this point, we will assume that the interest rate or the discount rate or the required rate of return that we use in our net present value formulas is given. Later on, when we talk about risk, we will study how we come up with the discount rate or the required rate of return in detail. So the first criteria we'll study is that of payback period. This is the simplest criteria or technique for capital budgeting. Is technique ki essence ye hai ki hum andaza lagate hain ki hame apna sarmaya recover karne mein kitna arsa lagega. Jo initial investment aapne ki hai usko business ki positive cash فلوز کے ذریعے سے وصول کرنے میں واپس کتنا عرصہ لگے گا. سو ہیئر وی آر ٹرائنگ ٹو کیلکولیٹ دی نمبر آف ایئرز اور دا نمبر آف منتھس دیٹ اٹ ول ٹیک ٹو ریکور یور انویسٹمنٹ. سو لیٹ اس کنسیڈر اے سمپل ایگزامپل. سپوز دیٹ یو وانٹ ٹو اسٹارٹ اپ اے اسمال کیفیٹیریا اور کیفے and the initial investment you need to make is 200,000 rupees. You expect that in the first year you will make 10,000 rupees per month, and in the second year you will make 20,000 rupees per month, and that this project will last 2 years. Now, the question is, what is the payback period? So, if you are making 10,000 rupees a month for the first year, then you will make 120,000 rupees after the first year. Your initial investment was 200,000 rupees. So, at the end of the first year, you have made 120,000 and you are still 80,000 short from recovering your initial investment. In the second year, we said that you make 20,000 rupees a month. So, in order to recover 80,000 more rupees in the second year, it will take you another 4 months. So, the total time that you needed to recover your investment is 1 year and 4 months. In other words, 16 months. When you take a look at the slide, then what I have just said will make a little bit more sense to you. But the payback period criteria is very, very straightforward and it's very simple. The problem is, it does not take into account time value of money. In other words, jo humne zikr kiya tha is course ke shuru mein, that 1 rupee today is not equal to 1 rupee tomorrow or 1 rupee a year from now. Why? Because time has value, and this is known as the time value of money. And this approach to capital budgeting based on payback period does not take into account the time value of money. Notice ke is calculation mein humne interest rate ka istemal hi nahi kiya. Lekin payback period jo hai wo ek bahut hi aam kisam ka mota hisab hai jo market mein kiya jata hai. Sabse pehla sawal amuman آپ سے انویسٹر یہ پوچھے گا کہ جی مجھے اپنا سرمایہ ریکور کرنے میں کتنا عرصہ لگے گا. خاص طور پہ جہاں پہ انسرٹنٹی اور رسک زیادہ ہو وہاں پہ سرمایہ کار چاہتے ہیں کہ کم سے کم پیریڈ میں سرمایہ ریکور ہو جائے. سو دس واز دی پے بیک پیریڈ. ناؤ لیٹس ٹاک اباؤٹ دی نیکسٹ کیپٹل بجٹنگ کرائیٹیریا. And that is return on investment. Now this term return on investment is used very, very loosely. There are more hard return on investment ratios that are used in financial accounting. Lekin yahan pe return on investment is simply measured in terms of the average annual cash flows that you are making as a percentage of the investment. Very, very simply speaking. So, the average percentage of the investment that is recovered in cash every year. That is another way of stating the ROI, ya return on investment criteria for capital budgeting. So, if we take a look at the formula, then the ROI is equal to the sum of the cash flows over the life of the project divided by the number of years which represent the life of the project, all divided by the initial investment. And we use the following variables. ROI is equal to the sum of CF. CF represents the cash flows, divided by N, which is the number of years, divided by I sub 0 or I sub naught, which is the initial investment. So if we take a look at the same example that we started speaking about earlier, the cafeteria example, and if we assume that you need to invest 200,000 rupees to start the business, then what will be the return on investment if you are making 10,000 rupees a month in the first year of business and 20,000 rupees a month in the second year of business. So the ROI is then equal to 120,000, which is the net cash flows for the first year, plus 240,000, which is the net cash flows for the second year, divided by 2, which is the life of the project, 2 years, all divided by the initial investment, which is 200,000 rupees. So then the ROI is equal to 180,000 divided by 200,000, which is equal to 90%. And 90% is the ROI. Now again, return on investment is a simple criteria. It's very easy to calculate, but the problem is it doesn't take into account time value of money. Again, we did not use the interest rate or the discount rate at all in this formula. And this is the weakness of this formula. Yahi is criteria ki bhi aur payback period ki bhi kamzori ye hai ki isme discount rate aur time value of money ka istemal nahi hai. The higher the ROI or return of investment, the better. And generally speaking, an ROI of 90% would appear to be good. But before you can say whether an ROI percentage is high or low, you need to have some idea of alternative projects that you can compare this project with. And you also need to have some idea of what the prevailing inflation is like in the country. And we will talk more about comparing the return or the rate of return generated by a project or investment and comparing it to the inflation rate and the market rates a little later on. The next criteria in capital budgeting is a very, very important one. Perhaps the most important concept and mathematical tool and skill that you will learn in this course is that of net present value, or NPV. NPV uses the process of discounting, and which is bringing back future cash flows to the present point in time. And we talked about this concept earlier on. Net present value is defined as the sum of the cash flows that are taking place in the future divided by the discount factor, which is 1 plus the discount rate raised to the power of the year in which the cash flow takes place. So just to repeat the whole formula for NPV, NPV is equal to minus the initial investment, because it is an outflow, it's a cash outflow, so there's a minus sign attached to the initial investment figure of I sub naught, minus I sub naught plus the sum of the CF or cash flows divided by 1 plus I raised to the power T. Again, I over here refers to the discount rate or the required rate of return. T refers to the year in which the cash flow is taking place. CF refers to the cash flow, and I sub naught refers to the investment. The net present value is considered to be the best capital budgeting criteria. And later on, after we've gone through all of the different criteria, I'll explain why it's considered to be the best. The disadvantage of NPV is that it is not easy to calculate. And why isn't NPV easy to calculate? The reason is that it's based on a lot of estimates and a lot of forecasts. NPV ko calculate karne ke liye aapko sales forecast karni padti hai, cash flows forecast karne padte hain, ek required rate of return ya discount rate ko estimate karna padta hai. To there are a lot of estimates you need to make in order to calculate NPV, and that's what makes the calculation a little bit difficult, but it is considered to be the best criteria. NPV کے حوالے سے آپ کو کیسے معلوم ہوگا اگر کسی پروجیکٹ یا انویسٹمنٹ کو ایکسپٹ کرنا ہے یا ریجیکٹ کرنا ہے؟ وہ ایسے کہ اگر NPV پوزیٹو ہو, ان ادر ورڈز اف دی NPV از مور دین زیرو, دین دی پروجیکٹ شوڈ بی ایکسپٹڈ. آف کورس اف یو آر کمپیئرنگ ٹو اور مور ڈفرنٹ پروجیکٹس, دا پروجیکٹ ود دا ہائیسٹ NPV is the best project to undertake. Keep in mind also that when a company invests in projects with positive NPVs, then they raise the shareholders' value. They raise the shareholders' wealth, they raise the company's value, because they are bringing in more projects with higher value. So it's a very important exercise for practitioners of capital budgeting to invest the company's money or to invest the company's retained earnings in projects and investments that will bring in positive net present value. This is what will increase what we talked about earlier on, the EVA or the economic value added, and also the MVA, the market value added. So, let's do the NPV calculation for the example that we have been talking about. The same cafeteria project. Again, the initial investment is 200,000 rupees. We've already spoken about the cash flows, 10,000 rupees a month in the first year, 20,000 per month in the second year. And for the NPV calculation, we need to supply one more piece of information. And that piece of information or data is the required rate of return or the discount rate, which is shown as I in the formula. We will specify that to be 10%. So, supposing you are making the investment and you are starting off a new cafeteria, what I am saying is that your required rate of return, or I, is equal to 10%. So, why are we using 10% as the discount rate, or I? Simply speaking, we're using this figure because if you are investing in a business such as a small cafeteria, then you expect to get at least 10% per year rate of return from this business. Why? Because you can easily put your money in the bank and get 10%. So why would you go through the headache and the time and investment and risk of investing in a business when you can't get more than 10% per annum? In other words, اگر آپ کو کم از کم 10% سالانہ ریٹ آف ریٹرن کسی کاروبار میں نہیں مل رہی, تو آپ کو اس کاروبار کے بارے میں دوبارہ سوچنا پڑے گا, کیونکہ 10% تو آپ کو بینک بھی دینے کو تیار ہے. پی ایل ایس سیونگ اکاؤنٹ میں آپ کو 10% کے لگ بھگ مل سکتے. دس از وائی وی ہیو چوزن 10% ایز دی ریکوائرڈ ریٹ آف ریٹرن. دا پروجیکٹ must yield at least 10% as the required rate of return. Now, we can do the NPV calculation. NPV is equal to minus the initial investment, that is a cash outflow, so it has a minus sign attached to it. The initial investment is 200,000 rupees, so that is equal to minus 200,000 rupees plus the sum of the cash flows divided by the discount factor. So, what are the cash flows? Pehle saal ki cash flows are 120,000 rupees at the end of the first year, دوسرے سال کی کیش فلوز 240,000 روپیز بائی دی اینڈ آف دی سیکنڈ ایئر. Now we are simplifying it a bit because actually you are getting these cash flows every month. But we are avoiding that detail of preparing a cash flow diagram showing arrows every single month, and instead we have lumped the cash flows at the end of the year. This simplification will create a slight error in our final answer, but I don't want to delve into the complications of monthly compounding at this stage. We have discussed monthly compounding and quarterly compounding in an earlier lecture, and you can apply the same concept to this example and solve it on your own. So we will be lumping the cash flows at the end of the year. In other words, pehle saal ke aakhir mein anticipated net cash flow 120,000 rupay ki hogi, دوسرے سال کے آخر میں اینٹیسپیٹڈ نیٹ کیش فلو 240,000 روپے کی ہوگی. اب یہ جو کیش فلوز پہلے سال کے آخر اور دوسرے سال کے آخر میں ہو رہی ہیں, ان کو ہمیں ڈسکاؤنٹ کر کے آج کی تاریخ میں لانا ہے. دس از کالڈ ڈسکاؤنٹنگ. ان ادر ورڈز, دس ول گیو اس دی پریزنٹ ویلیو آف دوز فیوچر ویلیوز. تو ہم ان کو باری باری پریزنٹ پہ لے کے آئیں گے. پہلے سال کے آخر میں جو کیش فلو 120,000 روپے کی ہو رہی ہے, اس کو ہم ڈسکاؤنٹ کیسے کریں گے؟ سمپلی بائی ڈیوائڈنگ اٹ بائی 1 plus i raised to the power 1. سو وی ڈسکاؤنٹ 120,000 روپیز بائی ڈیوائڈنگ اٹ بائی 1 plus 0.1. وائی 0.1؟ بیکاز دیٹ از 10%, وچ از دی ڈسکاؤنٹ ریٹ. How do we discount the future cash flow taking place at the end of the second year, which is 240,000 rupees? Well, quite simply, we divide 240,000 rupees by 1 plus the discount rate raised to the power 2. Why 2? Because it is taking place at the end of the second year. So the NPV then is equal to minus 200,000 plus 120,000 divided by 1.1 plus 240,000 divided by 1.1 squared. And that is equal to 107,438 rupees plus or positive. The NPV is a positive number, and it is substantially positive by more than 1 lakh or 100,000 rupees. But what does this mean? What does the positive NPV of 107,438 rupees mean to you? Iske maane ye hain ki agar aap ye karobar shuru karte hain aur isko aap 2 saal chalate hain, is karobar ko, aapki maujooda cash flow forecast ke mutabik اس کاروبار کی قیمت آج کی تاریخ میں 107,438 روپے ہے. ویری ویری سمپلی اسپیکنگ, دس ریپرزینٹس دی پریزنٹ ویلیو آف دس بزنس پروجیکٹ ٹو یو ٹوڈے بیسڈ آن اے لائف آف 2 years. اف یو ٹیک اے لک ایٹ دی cash flow diagram, you will get a visual understanding of the process of discounting. Again, let me stress, it's very important to understand net present value calculations and to visually have an idea of what is happening in the process of discounting. Remember, the basic thing to understand is that when we consider time value of money, and in NPV calculations we take into account time value, then you cannot add cash flows taking place at different points in time. In other words, you cannot add, for example, 100 rupees today to 100 rupees tomorrow and say that you have a total of 200 rupees. Why? Because they are taking place at different points in time. Under the principle of time value of money, you can only add cash flows or subtract cash flows that take place at the same point in time. So, the discipline that we use in NPV is, we bring back all future cash flows to the present point, and then at the present point in time, we add or subtract them, because we are allowed to do that. The next criteria that we'll talk about is the profitability index, or the cost-benefit ratio. The PI index is basically similar to the NPV criteria. It is the ratio of the present value of the future cash flows to the present investment. And basically, the formula is defined as PI, or profitability index, is equal to the sum of the future cash flows divided by 1 plus I raised to the power T, all divided by the initial investment. And here we use a plus sign with the initial investment. Why? So that the profitability index appears as a positive number. Now, as I mentioned, the profitability index is similar to the NPV, and broadly speaking, whatever projects are acceptable according to the NPV criteria will also be acceptable according to the PI criteria. Why? Quite simply because, according to this formula of profitability index, whenever the NPV is greater than 0, the profitability index will be greater than 1. And if you take a look at the formula for profitability index, which is a ratio and a dimensionless number, if the net present value, which is the term in the numerator or the top of the fraction, is greater than 0, then it means that the sum of the future cash flows is greater than or equal to the initial investment. Therefore, the fraction will be top heavy and it will be more than or equal to 1. So, the acceptability criteria then is that if the profitability index is greater than 1.0, then accept the project. And if you are comparing and ranking different projects, then choose the project with the highest profitability index. So, if we use the profitability index and apply it to our numerical example of the cafeteria, then PI is equal to 120,000 divided by 1.1 plus 240,000 divided by 1.1 squared, all divided by 200,000. And that is equal to 1.54. Therefore, the PI, or profitability index, is greater than 1, and this project, this cafeteria business proposal or project, should be accepted. That is, quite simply speaking, the profitability index criteria. Now, let's talk about the final criteria, which is that of internal rate of return, or IRR. IRR is a very, very important criteria. IRR is more popular and more common in corporations and companies than the net present value criteria. And there are reasons for that. When we talk about risk later on, we will appreciate why IRR, which gives you an answer in the form of a percentage per year, is a very, very useful number to have, because you can compare this with other percentages like the bank interest rate or the money market rate or the inflation rate. So IRR again is also a very, very commonly used capital budgeting criteria, and it's very important that you should understand the IRR calculation. Basically, in IRR calculations, we use the same equation as the one that we used to calculate NPV. The only difference is that we set the net present value equal to zero, and then we solve the equation for I. And wherever the equation is equal to zero at a certain value of I, then we call that value of I the IRR, or the internal rate of return. And we'll do a numerical example to clarify this concept. So the thing to remember then is that unlike the NPV calculation, for IRR, the value of the rate of return is constant for every year in the life of the project. Keep in mind that when you are calculating NPV, you could have changed the discount rate for every single year separately. But for the internal rate of return, you will come up with an IRR that is constant and fixed for every single year in the life of the project. And this is the major conceptual difference between IRR and NPV. A very, very simplistic interpretation of IRR is that it is the project's break-even rate of return. In other words, at this rate of return, you will exactly recover your initial investment. Generally, the IRR is computed based on trial and error or iteration. You are solving possibly a second or third or fourth or even a higher degree polynomial equation, and this will have multiple roots, and there are not necessarily any compact or simple formulas for calculating the roots for higher order polynomials. So oftentimes the quickest approach is either to use iteration or trial and error. Try a value of I, see if the equation is equal to zero. If it isn't, try another value of I, and so on. This procedure for iteration is oftentimes the quickest approach, other than, of course, using a financial calculator, which I will advise new students not to use, because that doesn't add to your conceptual understanding in any way whatsoever. So the big question then is that after calculating the IRR, how do you know if this is good or bad? And this is quite a complicated question to answer. Misal ke taur pe agar aapne IRR ko calculate kiya hai aur wo aapka answer 20% per annum aa raha hai, to aaya ke ye achhi khabar hai ya buri khabar hai, is it an acceptable return or not? And we will answer this question in detail in the next lecture, when we will continue our discussion of IRR and NPV, because you will have to compare the IRR to various market rates. But the point to remember for now is that there is a difference between the IRR and the value of I that you used in the NPV formula. In the NPV formula, you used the value of I based on a required rate of return, which you expected and wanted your project to generate. In the case of IRR, the rate of return is being back calculated from an existing series of cash flows. So this is the inbuilt rate of return, or the forecasted rate of return, based on the cash flow profile of a particular project. And this is an important point to understand regarding the difference in the interpretation of the variable I in the case of NPV calculations and in the case of IRR calculations. تو آئیے اب اپنے کیفیٹیریا ایگزامپل کے لیے ہم آئی آر آر کیلکولیٹ کرتے ہیں. اگین وی آر یوزنگ دی سیم اکویژن ایز دی این پی وی اکویژن اینڈ وی آر سیٹنگ دی این پی وی اکول ٹو زیرو. وی ڈو ناٹ نو واٹ دی آئی ویلو از گوئنگ ٹو بی, دیٹ از واٹ وی آر ٹرائنگ ٹو کیلکولیٹ اینڈ دیٹ از واٹ از نون ایز دی آئی آر آر. سو اف وی سیٹ اپ دی اکویژن دین این پی وی از اکول ٹو زیرو وچ از اکول ٹو مائنس 200,000 plus 120,000 divided by 1 plus I plus 240,000 divided by 1 plus I squared. And you can also write this I as IRR. Now I have suggested that you can use trial and error or iteration to solve this equation. Let us do that. Supposing that we already have calculated the net present value. You will recall that in the NPV calculation, we assumed that I is equal to 10%, and the answer we got for the NPV was plus 107,438. So we know that if I is equal to 10%, then the NPV will be a large positive number. So in order to reduce the NPV to bring it closer to zero, we will use a higher value of I. Let's try I is equal to 50%. Then what happens? If you set I is equal to 50% or 0.5 and you solve the equation, then you find out that the NPV is equal to minus 13,333. Now we are on the other side of zero. In other words, our value of I is a bit too high. So now we should come up with another attempt at I, which is between 10% and 50%. So let's try I is equal to 43%. When you plug I is equal to 43% or 0.43 into the NPV equation, you will come up with an answer that the NPV is equal to plus 1,281. Now we are closer to zero, but we are not still quite there. We can improve this guess one step further. If you try a value of I which is equal to 43.6% or 0.436 and you plug it into the NPV equation, you will find that the NPV is equal to minus 48 rupees. Now that is very, very close to zero, and the margin of error is very small, because in our example, we are talking about investments and cash flows in lakhs of rupees or hundreds and thousands of rupees. So if your answer is within plus minus 1,000 rupees, then we will consider that approximate of the IRR to be accurate for our purposes. So we have just calculated using trial and error, we have calculated the IRR to be equal to 43.6%. Now, again, calculating the IRR is just one side of the coin. We will have a lot more to talk about in the next lecture regarding IRR and NPV. And we will spend some time with NPV and internal rate of return calculations, because these are fundamental to both capital budgeting and later on also for financial decisions that we'll talk about in capital structuring. تو یہاں پہ میں آج کا لیکچر کلوز کرتا ہوں. آپ کو مبشر ہمایوں, ورچوئل یونیورسٹی اور منسٹری آف سائنس اینڈ ٹیکنالوجی پاکستان کی طرف سے بہت بہت شکریہ. خدا حافظ اور السلام علیکم.